Welcome. Welcome, magnificent women. Welcome to the Women's Grove. Just take a few breaths and land here with me. I welcome you to this sacred women's space where we remember our place as the weavers of the web. If you brought a candle with you, this would be a good time to light your candle. I will begin us with an invocation, and then we will move into some embodiment, and from there, ritual. And in women's ritual, there is no right way. This is a matriarchal space rather than a patriarchal space. That means we're in charge of what happens here, me and you, and all of the women who are joining us. There's no way to do it right. There's no goal to reach. Holy Mother, Creator of the world, Mother Earth, Infinite sky, moon, and stars. I invite you here into the Women's Grove. Grandmothers of wisdom, women's wisdom, sacred plants, trees, animals, soil, insects. We are here to receive and listen. As we choose to take this time to come closer to what is true, I light my little light here. This candle represents the light of my heart, and you, sister, can light the candle of your heart. We are here to serve the light without denying the darkness. We are here today in the Women's Grove to honor and ritualize and celebrate ourselves for the losses we have endured, metabolized. And to begin or continue our process of mending. Sister, if you come to this ritual today with sorrow, you are most welcome to unravel and be held. Close your eyes now and see this web of women that are joined hip to hip with you. And I know it's not the same as being together physically, but our psychic feminine space is so abundant with resource. Close your eyes and drop in there. And woman, if you come to this ritual today in strength or joy, bring it to the whole circle. We begin with some embodiment practice to prepare ourselves for ritual. I welcome you home to the Women's Grove, to come now as you are, to be as you are, to accept yourself as you are, to have compassion for yourself as you are, to really, truly take this time to be held by the mother that is our circle. We begin by sitting up with our spine long and our root reaching into the earth and our petals, our crowns, our wings and limbs reaching up to the infinite possibility in the sky. As we move into embodiment, I will give some suggestions for movements and stillness and different kinds of breath and touch. And you can try these things. And if something really resonates for you, just stay with it. Or you can move on with the rest of us. I invite you to make any adjustments you need to make now, like a sip of water or adjusting the temperature of the room or your clothing. And begin deepening your breath. As you inhale. And exhale. See if you can begin to just add a little movement. Keeping it simple as we land in our bodies together. You may want to roll your shoulders in rhythm with your breath. You may want to roll your head and neck in rhythm with your breath. Breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. Add some movement as it feels good. And you can begin to touch your head and face, massaging your scalp. Pressing into your face, releasing tension. Keep your breath deep and full. Let out some sounds as it feels true. Moving your hands down your body to your breasts, the back of your heart. You can reach it with your thumbs. Moving down from your shoulders, down to your wrists. Take it slow, take your time. And begin noticing what's here. Noticing what's here in your muscles, what's here in your mind, what's here in your heart. Keep touching your body, moving down to your belly. Ooh, and hips. Your legs. As your mind drifts off to another time, another person, another place, slow it down. Bring it back to your body and breath. Keep it simple. Massaging your body from head to toe at your own pace. Just landing here in this beautiful woman body. Keep it simple. Hmm. And if you've brought some fresh green plants with you today, you can take those plants now. Rub them with your fingers and you'll do a little earth smudging. We take this green plant and same as we were doing with our hands, but now we're using the hands of the earth. These plants are her fingers reaching out to touch and love you. And it's true, we're not imagining this. The plants are the earth's hands of love and light. Bless yourself from head to toe with this green plant and the love of the earth that is always here. Every minute of every single day of your life, her love is pulsing beneath your feet and all around you, surrounding your home and your body. Even if you live in a big city, look at the cracks between the concrete. You'll see her love there, pressing up to reach you. And give a special blessing to your womb, which mirrors this wild, beautiful earth. The sphere of your womb, the cycles, the fertility, the strength, the miraculousness, all of which mirror that of Mother Earth. Smell your green plant. Taste it if it's not poisonous. Rub it on your skin. All the way down to your toes. Bless this beautiful woman body. You can pat it on your body. You can shake it around your body. You can press it into your skin. And when you feel complete, you can take this plant and place it in your clothing. Somewhere close to your womb or your heart, as woman is the one with two hearts. The heart in our chest and the heart in our womb that feels and beats with the pulse of life and death and rebirth. Ah, woman. Thank you for meeting me here in the Women's Grove. You remember this place. So do I. I remember being here with you. Oh, sister. We've been here in the grove before in times of struggle for our people. Different kinds of struggles than we face today. And it is so essential that we meet here. Close your eyes. Find yourself in the grove. Remember. We are living in a time of loss. and it isn't the first time. We have been through these times, these kinds of times before. We have the courage and the wisdom and the power to reweave something better. But none of us can do it alone. I know you've heard this before. It's worth repeating. We cannot reweave our frayed world alone. And when you feel like you're alone, remember the truth. That is a lie that the patriarchal order has taught you to believe. Disorder that lie. Evict it. You are never alone. I am here with you right now. You are here with me right now. How can we believe this lie? And it is not your responsibility to reweave yourself, your family, your community, or this world by yourself. Breathe with that. Move your body with this wisdom. How does your body respond to this truth? Let it flow, let it move. Don't think about it. We're not dancing, we are embodying. We are allowing the breath and the truth to move through us. Make some sound. Experiment. Notice the elements that move through your body. Air, fire, water, earth. Recognize the element that moves through you. Keep moving. Let this elemental force that is woman become you. Find your heart in this. Bring your hand or a finger or the floor or something to your heart. Let it feel contact. Let it have you. This woman power of transformation, don't think about it. But right now, take something off your body. An article of clothing, a piece of jewelry. Don't think about it, just try it.
What does this reveal? This space. Begin to bring your voice into the circle. We won't hear you right now, but we will feel you. Whisper, talk, shout, sing. Take off another thing. A piece of jewelry, an article of clothing. What does this space reveal? Move with it, speak it. Every step along this journey during this incredible time of loss has stripped you of something. And in that space, something beautiful has been emerging. But we have to look toward it to see it. Take off something else, another piece of clothing, another piece of jewelry. What is revealed in that space? What do you see, feel, notice, experience as you strip? Allow your vulnerability to come forward and meet me here in the Women's Grove, where we are safe to feel the absolute rawness of this incredible time of loss that we are living together. Open your heart. Move your body and voice and breath in whatever way is true for you. Embody this vulnerability. Allow yourself to be held in this moment by the circle. I am here for you and you are here for me. That is the matriarchal way. We lead each other home. Open your heart wider. Use your physical body as a temple of opening to loss and vulnerability and space and unknown. Our power in this is in our willingness to experience the vulnerability of this incredible moment in time where our security, our sense of future, our understanding is being stripped away. We are the ones who get to be the women who lead the way in this special time. Open your body and mind to this truth. You, as a conscious, evolving woman, have chosen to incarnate now. During these incredible times of loss and change and transformation and mending. breathe with that, move with that. And now, sister, I invite you to pick up your shawl. If you have any tears, wipe them on your shawl. These tears of your love, your vulnerability, your humanity, your womanhood.
Open up your shawl and see the colors. The texture. And the way that it is woven. Millions. I don't know how many. Countless threads coming together to create a fabric that holds its shape. And with great care and honor of yourself, take your shawl and wrap yourself in it. And as you wrap yourself in this shawl, experience the very beginning, the egg, the sproutling of mending. You are wrapped in the dignity, the wisdom. The power. The creativity. The beauty. The light. The love. The interconnection. Of this women's circle that is just a small drop in the bucket. Of thousands and millions of women's circles all over the planet now and throughout time. You are wrapped in this place that exists within you. The women's space. Oh, sister, magnificent woman. Welcome home. I invite you to take your bowl of water now. Bring it into your hands, in front of your heart. or in front of your womb. Name into the water one thing that you have both lost during this time of change and are mending. Maybe what was lost is just something that, though so precious and beautiful and life-giving, was something that needed to change form. And maybe the things that you've lost personally that have been most dear to you are the exact things that you are meant to mend in our world. Speak that word again 3 times into the water. And if your water is drinkable, drink some. And either way, you'll be invited to take the water and pour it somewhere in the earth to fertilize this vision of mending. And, magnificent woman, we will conclude our ritual of loss and mending by joining our prayers out loud. You can do that in a whisper or a shout or a song or sounds. But I invite you to pray with me out loud. We all pray together and we strengthen the substance of our prayers. Take your candlelight and look into the flame. Ah, great mother, thank you for this opportunity to be in the light of this circle of magnificent women. Thank you for giving us the strength and confidence to show up for ourselves in these times. Thank you for showing us that we are not alone. Thank you for the voices of the grandmothers and the visions of their wisdom. Thank you for this memory of the women's grove and for blessing us with everything we need to resurrect it. Thank you for this little firelight
that so beautifully mirrors the light of each one of our souls. Thank you for blessing us with the faith that we need to continue our good work of mending the things that matter the most to each one of us. Thank you, Creator, for embodying your infinite love through the manifestation of Mother Earth. Thank you for blessing us with this human life and double blessing us with the life of being a woman. Thank you for the health of our wombs, that sacred space with the uterus or not, that holds the sacred memory of creation. We call upon that memory now to reweave this world, starting with ourselves, reweaving our own love for ourselves and appreciation and claiming our dignity. And we ripple that out to our families, however family looks for us in these strange times. And it ripples out into our communities, however different community may look in these unusual times. And this love that we embody as women, this compassionate mother love, ripples around the world. Truly, this ritual is being performed by many, many women in many countries all around the world right now. We don't have to imagine our love rippling around the world. We're doing it now. And through this, we begin and continue the mending that there is to do. Amen. Thank you, magnificent woman, for joining me in the Women's Grove today. I wish you continued blessings of the love and light that is who you are. And I am so grateful for your presence and your commitment. Until we meet again, the circle opens.